Okay, guys, so here we have a breaking news I never thought I'd say. It seems that James Gunn is back at Marvel for for fulfilling his role as the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Now, this is weird as hell. I don't know what prompted this move from Disney, but honestly, I'm happy that it did. I'm really happy that it did. So, what's going on right now? All over the internet, fans are rejoicing that James Gunn is back. But how does this affect James Gunn and his role at DC movie universe? Well, we don't know. As far as we know, James was hired as the director for the new Suicide Squad movie, which he tried to, kind of reboot the series in a better way than how it was done. Like, the movie was pretty awful, honestly. The only good parts, I think, were Will Smith and Harley, and basically the chemistry the team had. But in other places, the movie really, really sucked. So now seeing that, he's basically back and, he's back at Marvel, I'm not sure if he still has the chance to make the DC movie. I'm not sure. However, honestly, I think that Marvel at this point they're like, okay, we'll let you do that movie and then you're back for us completely. And seeing as how this schedule was already, I think that it's gonna be a little bit weird for Gunn in many ways. Like that, I think that he has to do Guardians of Galaxy first and then do the Suicide Squad movie. I'm not sure what's going on at this point. It's kind of weird. So, seeing as how things are going, it's, what's funny for me is how Disney went 180 on what they were doing. And it's kind of, at this point for me, it's kind of, I think that it's embarrassing for Disney. Disney was hell-bent on saying that no, we are putting him out. He's not part of our team anymore. He's a bad guy and all that. Suddenly, he's back? Well, here's what I think happened. Disney tried their best to basically make the movie work. They probably saw a few directors, they talked to the actors. I think that the actors were not okay with, basically doing the movie without James. They were probably not happy at all that he was out. Hence why that statement came from them some time ago, if you may remember. Then of course Dave Bautista saying that, hey, I'm out. If he's not in, I'm out. I'm gonna go back to WWE. So, honestly thinking, people might be thinking that maybe he was crazy for saying that, Dave Bautista saying that, yeah, I'm out and stuff like that. But, just think about it. I mean, this guy is, part of the reason why Guardians of Galaxy was popular, his acting, everything, it was, well, pretty much what people wanted from this kind of movie. So you can't tell me that, he was not a major factor in Disney's choice. Disney could have easily gone out and kind of change everything and bring some other actor to do Drax's part, but at the same time they thought to themselves that, well, we can't do that, but we'll probably make fans angry and it's not gonna work. The chemistry, the dynamic, it's gonna be really weird. Like imagine suddenly not seeing Dave Bautista, somebody else being there, trying to act like him. It's not gonna work. And worst of all, it would be like, they somehow wrote him out of the story. It still would be hurtful to anyone, any of his fans. So I think that Disney tried to replace Gunn in the, well, any way they knew how. They probably went out and met with many, many directors. They talked to these directors and they all said, no, we don't want to do this because we know how furious fans will be. This is my idea. I may be a little bit off here, but I clearly remember that they were people who said that we will not do this movie because this is Gunn's franchise. He made it what it is, and we don't deserve touching this franchise at all. So that's my thought. I'm thinking that that's probably what's happening. Like, you know, Disney thought to themselves that, well, nobody's willing to risk this. Nobody wants to go near this franchise. So, and we need this franchise because it's really good and it's making us a lot of money, or at least exposure. So we got to do something. They probably thought that, you know, there's nobody else better suited for this job than Gunn. I mean, they even wanted to use his screenplay. And, you know, I honestly think that Disney probably looked at their history and thought that it's not a great idea to change directors while the script is for somebody else. I would refer to Ant-Man as one prime example. If you may all know, Edgar Wright is a fantastic director. His art style, his movies are really good. So imagine, you know, doing all that shit for Ant-Man after all these years, getting ready to actually direct a movie, and suddenly things going, you know, out of their way to stop that movie from coming to fruition, bringing some other director who probably doesn't have the same vision as Edgar. He's just going from the screenplay to do that movie. So Disney found to themselves that, yeah, Ant-Man was still successful, but it could have been way better. It could have been something amazing. So we missed out on it. So they're probably thinking that, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy is in a much more delicate position than that one, because simply thinking about it, you know, you'll see that Guardians of the Galaxy at this point was James Gunn's baby, practically. I mean, you'll see that, you know, he did everything to make this franchise successful, and there was no way it could have been successful without him. So they thought to themselves that, okay, we have to do something. So now, something interesting will develop. One, if Disney starts to actually back down from this kind of thing, does this mean that other companies will follow suit as well? Well, basically, James Gunn was a fantastic director, and I'm so happy that he got his gig. I mean, those were obviously jokes, what he said. And I don't think he deserved getting fired in the first place. He never acted on any of them. They were jokes. So if Disney decides to fight back against SJWs who have nothing better to do than going through people's Twitters and saying that, yeah, this guy, ooh, he's bad. We should definitely ruin his life for some reason. I don't know why. Why do you guys do this? I mean, SJWs, I don't really understand their agenda. Ruining people's lives for their past mistakes? I mean, as a society, we should be able to give people second chances. Sure, some things are really horrible. You can't give a second chance to somebody if, I don't know, if they've done a murder or raped someone. Sure. But if it's only a joke like he did, there's no reason not to give them a second chance. It's crazy what they did. So I think that, you know, Disney thought that, okay, we gotta somehow, you know, make it right. But what makes me think is that, you know, other companies, do they follow suit? Will this, you know, crazy chain of people getting fired, having their lives ruined because of SJWs end? I, for one, want to see Vic Mignogna get his job back at Funimation, because I don't think he deserves any of it. As far as I'm concerned, as far as I'm seeing, so many evidences are coming out that show that he's being targeted, and basically there's no reason that you can say that he's a bad guy. As far as I'm concerned, he's innocent in my book. I mean, maybe he acted inappropriately a few times, but as far as I'm seeing, as a guy sitting outside of this conflict, just watching what's going on and the developments, I'm thinking that, well, basically he's just being targeted. So I think that, you know, I'm really happy for James Gunn. It's a great news that he's back. Obviously, it makes me very happy because, you know, I'm a supporter of him. I think that he's a great director. It was not an easy job getting something like Guardians of the Galaxy to work as a movie, let alone become this successful. So yeah, kudos to him. I'm very happy for him. And I really hope that he gets to do his DC movie because, you know, he's a fantastic director. I want to see his vision for Suicide Squad. And honestly, Guardians of the Galaxy and Suicide Squad are not that different. Except that maybe in the comics world, Suicide Squad is a little bit more popular. So yeah, I definitely want to see his vision for that as well, if he can actually, after everything that happened. But to Marvel, to Disney, I just want to say that, taking action against some people who did harassment, who raped people, who did anything that would harm your brand is not a bad choice. But taking action against someone who did nothing more than just joke many years ago and never even acted upon it, that's crazy. I mean, I keep thinking that, in this modern world, how many great artists' lives would be ruined, how different our lives would be if these SJWs always got their way. I mean, imagine if Michael Jackson never actually got to, do some of his albums, mainly because, SJWs would be thinking that, oh no, this guy is a terrible guy. He allegedly raped people. And now we're seeing some crazy documentary coming out saying that, yeah, he did it. And, it's stupid. First of all, there's no evidence. Second of all, Jesus Christ, this has been done many, many times, and he's been even taken to court and proven innocent. So what are you guys doing? Why do you go out to ruin this guy? Imagine if Freddie Mercury lived in this modern world. He would have never become popular anymore. The Queen would have been ruined to the point that we wouldn't have seen the Live Aid anymore. His legendary performance wouldn't even exist if SJWs had their way with him, because they'd be like, oh no, he's gay. And that's bad because, he's been doing this, he's been doing that. And he's terrible idol for people. People will be contracting AIDS. It's stupid shit that happens all the time. So I'm thinking that this is really good news, and I hope that many other companies just follow suit and do what's right. If you see that this guy hasn't done anything that horrible, just rehire them. There's no shame in it. If Disney is capable of doing it, so are you. I don't think Funimation, for example, is that bigger than Marvel. And I think if there's any other thing that can make this even better for all of us, like another news that can make it better, is seeing Zack Snyder back and seeing that basically he gets to do his own vision for DCEU without any interruptions, without any, people going out to, stop him or something like that. So I would honestly hope that that happens. I mean, I would love to see Zack Snyder back and probably do his Justice League the way he wanted to. I think it would be a great retcon. There were rumors, though, that they were saying that, yeah, it's definitely coming out November 2018, we're gonna see it happen. Well, November came and went, nothing happened. So you have bullshit on whoever said that. And, I just want to say that, I'm really happy for James Gunn. I hope that he does really well on Guardians of Galaxy to, finish it the way he wants. And because we all wanted to see his vision, we were all excited for the after Guardians of Galaxy 2. So yeah, welcome back, James. And I hope that basically every other company, grows a pair and follows suit on, terrible decisions they've made, on firing people or something like that. I mean, I'm not saying that, some of these terminations should be, not like all of them should be, undone, but some of them were really, really unfair. So I would love to see that, be undone. So anyways, thank you guys for joining us on this episode. It's been some time I made an episode. I probably won't be doing it daily, especially now that it's New Year's for us. Nowruz, actually. And I won't be, I can't even be doing episodes because we'll be going on a vacation with my family and my extended family. So I don't think it's possible to do it. But still, thank you guys for joining us. And I'll hope to, see you guys again and talk to you guys very soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.